As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. It's the most dangerous podcast in the world. Make sure y'all tap in for some war room, some high-level conversation, and keys to be able to unlock and stimulate that guy within. Tap in. This episode is brought to you by Infinite Wealth Strategies. Infinite Wealth Strategy is a course that I created for all those who want to tap into everything blockchain, also for those who want to be a part of a community that is growing and learning together. We go from everything from the metaverse, cryptocurrency, tokenomics, non-fungible tokens known as NFTs, ways to understand decentralized finance, and learning how to utilize it. Also things just from learning 3 to 4 week book strategies and how to become an author, how to set up trust, how to move private, right? We have weekly classes on masculinity, femininity, spirituality. There's so much that's involved in it, but once you tap into the Infinite Wealth Strategies, you become a strategist on how you can produce wealth for your future. Come and learn financial literacy, how to put together a portfolio, or just come and learn how to earn cryptocurrency so you can start making money in the market that's producing millionaires on a daily basis. Tap into Infinite Wealth Strategies and you'll have access to 2022. So all things that you didn't learn this year, you got probably about 2 more months to go ahead and put it all in your head. And this is an all you can learn situation. We're going to charge you one time, and once you in, the knowledge is yours forever. And it will give you a return on that investment to the day you die.
Infinite Wealth Strategies.
Conversation about political, economic, and wealth building. This is the War Room.
Creativity is something you do. You understand me? It's an activity. So that's one of the things that people get wrong a lot. You understand me? You do creativity. You understand me? It's a practice. You understand me? And the more you do creativity, the more that it strengthens. And I always tell people to start with this. You understand me? Start with questioning everything around you, right? And asking yourself, can this be done different? You understand me? The creative artist is always redesigning everything in their mind. You understand me? Never being satisfied with what is and always thinking about what could be, right? And I always tell people to start with the doorknob, because we have to use a doorknob just about every single day of life. Why is it designed that way? Could it be designed better? How would you have designed it, right? The creative thinker has to recreate, reconstruct, reproduce. You understand me? So it's the same thing. If you look at the way everybody else is using something, and if you use it the same way, then you're not creative. If you look at the way that everybody else is using it and you decide a different way to use it, then you're creative, right? The creators will rule the world. They already do. The billionaires come for creative, whether it's a creative strategy in crypto, creative strategy in NFTs, creative strategy in content production, whatever it is, you have to get creative. Figure out a way to get it done. Unfortunately, creativity is something that's destroyed within a generation through indoctrination and education, because creativity completely goes against the success that you have in educational institutions. If you want to get an A in class, do not be creative. Just listen to what the teacher said, follow the instructions to the T, and then come back and do exactly what they said, which requires no creativity. It just requires technique. Something that I teach in Paradigm Keys, technical thinking, you understand me, versus abstract thinking. The abstract artist is creative. The artist that can just design and create exactly what they see, that requires no creativity. It requires no range of emotions whatsoever. It requires no input of originality, right? So the original thinker is powerful. You understand me? The creative thinker is not thinking about what's being done, but how can I use it? It's the same thing with the phone. And I always tell people, and I'll leave you with this last quote. Think of the cell phone. Think of social media. You do not have to create it. The greatest technology in the world has already been produced. You just have to think about the best ways to use it. And that requires creativity. Peace family, 19 Keys tapping in with you. This episode is sponsored by Goldwater. For those who are not on the gold, you should be. And the reason that you should be, because this is going to electrify your body, your senses, your aura, and your energy. The ancient Egyptians used to take it, and they believed it was the elixir of God. Now, the reason that they believed that, because they used to break it down in an enormous powder form, and they would ingest this gold. Gold is a superconductor of electricity, and they believed that if you ingested this gold, then you also receive the messages from the creator, the universe, this inner knowing that you would get. Now, I tend to believe in a more logical sense of it, that we are all born with 0.02% of gold within our body. Now, this gold electrifies our nerves, innards, and it also helps with anti-inflammation. There have been great testimonials all around with different type of people that utilize it. Increased energy, hand-eye coordination, lucid dreaming. Yes, lucid dreaming. A lot of those people, or a lot of people around the world, just don't lucid dream, period, or don't dream in color. Right? The increase in your dream activity is important when it comes to your actual life. See, if you don't dream when you go to sleep, then you don't manifest from your imagination during your waking hours. Right? It's important that we have dreams. It's important that we get that deep rest. It's important that our brain secretes a fluid over the ridges, you understand me, to allow us to clear out neurotoxins so when we wake up, we're more clear and we're not seeking coffee. This helped me eliminate my addiction to caffeine. I needed a drink just about every single day. You understand me? I wake up, I needed one of them red eye, I needed double shots, I'm at the Peace Coffee, I'm at the Starbucks. Every single day, I thought I needed coffee until I found the gold. And ever since I've been on the gold, I put the drink down. You understand me? Yeah, I'm making it sound like it's liquor, but also in the UK in the 19th century, they actually utilized it to curb alcoholism. Now, this is real history that you can look up for yourself if you want to go study the effects of gold. We utilize two different types of gold, monatomic gold and colloidal gold. Now, both of these are just talking about the particle size of the gold. So when you ingest it, it goes into the bioavailability within yourself, gets into your cellular structure, electrifies your whole being, and you tapped into that God level. Make sure you tap in, get on the gold, so we can all be tapped into that next level, just like our ancestors. Peace, family. Go to www.goldwater.com. That's G-O-L-D-E, water.com. Peace. Yeah, I mean, shoot, Virgil Abloh, I've drawn inspiration from his design ethos and the way that he creates, just because I think that, you know, just the, even like Dieter Rams have 12 principles of design, you understand me? And I like studying great design, you understand me? Great design thinking, because it challenges you to think about how you want to create and design your own world. And I consider myself to be a designer, you understand me? I consider myself to be a creative, right? Most people may see me as, you understand me, the greatest thought leader in the world, you know what I'm talking about? No, but seriously, like I design my crowns, you understand me? I design the way people feel about me, you understand me? I design the way that I speak. I design the archetype that I now represent. This is this thought leader with consciousness mixed in, but he got chains. I design, oh, but he's also seen in these areas with celebrities. He's put himself up to this plateau. All of that to me is intentional design. You understand? Because I go about the whole process because God is the architect of reality. You understand me? And so it's like, how am I designing my reality? How am I designing my interactions, right? And so I think that the beauty of architecture is that it creates the way we live, right? Like the way this building is designed will set how you interact with that building. You understand me? If I want to get to my apartment, I have to press a certain floor, then I have to go up. You understand me? Because somebody designed that, right? Then they designed the walls to be of a certain, and the price is connected to that. Every single thing around me is designed by somebody else, right? So now I'm always thinking how much design I want to have in my own life. How much input do you want to have in your own life, right? Because some people never design anything. So I want to have as much input as possible, because everything I design in my environment, I have a symbiotic relationship with. I am trillions of neurons and, I mean, in atoms rather, you understand me, in fast vibrating cells at frequency levels, constantly reacting to my environment, the symbols that I see. The greatest thing you can ever do is to work on the operation of designing your mind so that it can operate at full capacity. And that mind should design an environment that is reflective to reinstituting the very design of your mind, meaning that if I want to produce myself to be the greatest visionary, I have to surround myself with visionary things. If I want myself to be positive, I have to surround myself with a positive environment. You understand me? I have to put myself in a position that it forces me to have a reaction, and it forces me to think a certain way. And once you can really think about designing your life, you are careful with how you curate your influence around you. Like, design what you feed yourself, right? Today you can go and delete probably 50% of the people that you follow, and if you replace those with architects and designers, it will change your perspective, right? Delete all of the socialites, delete those blog sites, delete the unimportant influencers and the funny pages, and replace it with design, right? It's going to influence you to want to have a better design of everything that you do. You understand me? Think about it. My greatest influencer is nature, because nature designs nothing without purpose. And if you live a life where every single thing that you do is designed with a purpose, right? The way you speak, where you go to, what you do, what you eat. Oh, I eat this because it gives me energy. I'm going to have this conversation because it's connected to this vision. I need to meet this person. I connected here. We build out here. Or I'm going to invest into this. If I invest into this, if I do my calculations, I put in this much money, I'm going to get this much return. I put in this return. You're designing every single thing you do. And it doesn't require you to be so cerebral where you're constantly just calculating over things. Right. You just got to. And in intuition, you're designing your mind to be so calculating that every decision that you make will be a good one, right? Because your mind no longer makes decisions that aren't calculated.
Yeah.
So you don't have to think about it. It just gets done.
Right. I wanted to add this because, you know how creative you got to be to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, your mind and your consciousness automatically wants you to do something because you are the consciousness of the universe that is piercing through your eyes. So piercing through your consciousness, piercing through your thoughts. For you to really not do nothing, that's just you being rebellious of your own creative being. So when it comes to me and how I look at creativity, how I look at design, is you are automatically born into this world lit. You automatically are born into this world as God. What separates us from that consciousness is simply because of what we think other people have and how we think we are supposed to have what they have. You understand me? But no, that ain't how it worked. If Virgil Abloh, rest in peace to the God, right? If he thought, oh, I want to have exactly what Kanye have, and if Kanye don't, you understand me, don't say, oh, this is lit, then I'm always second guessing my thoughts. But no, he ain't second guessing. He just, I don't care how it is. I'm just going to do what I do. And then put it out there because I love it. You understand me? So, and I take this approach when I'm when I'm creating music, when I'm creating art, when I'm creating my art, when I'm omni-tech, and that's what I call it, because like I was speaking with my good brother earlier, is everybody not artists. Because people are simply seeing what other people are seeing and they only just regurgitating. But when you go into your mind, you just say, you know what? I'm going to scribble on this piece of paper. Everything I scribble is lit because my life is lit. If you start to confidently believe in yourself on that level, everything that you touch and everything that you do is going to be of design, is going to be of creation. Creation is more so how you feel in your heart about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because in reality, there are a million and one people who rock with your vibration. There's a million and one people who rock with your consciousness. They rock with your heart. They feel your heart before they feel your thoughts. You understand me? You can walk into an environment and you ain't got to say a word, but people can feel you. Ain't that correct?
Absolutely.
You understand me? This is because they feel your heart. They feel your vibration. You understand? They can automatically feel you lit. You understand me? So when it comes to the things that you're creating, all you got to do is upgrade how you feel. When you start to upgrade how you feel, take it out of emotions and get back into living. You understand me? When we all get back into living, because living is nature. Nature lives. You understand me? What this society has done is put us into a box of destruction. People are, like my brother Keys was saying a week ago, he was like, they taught us to live. You understand me? They want us thinking about, oh, I'm going to be 50 years old and 50 years old. Nah, like he said, we becoming new. So we all should be.
I ain't dropped that key on this one yet.
Oh, but
I'm anyway, waiting on that key drop. You pre-dropping.
But anyway, we all should be thinking about how we can live. And as we start thinking about that, everything we create, anything we do in your just everyday life is going to be art. Omni-tech.
That's a fact. So I'm going to leave y'all with a question. I want you to walk outside after you're done. And I want you to look around at the world that is, and I want you to ask yourself, how would I design the world if it was in my image? The shapes of the buildings, the colors, right? From the shapes of the windows, even the way that people dress, what colors would you go about choosing? You understand me? Just think about it. Would you use street lights? You understand me the same way? Would it be a little white man at the end of it that's telling you to walk? You understand me? Why do we use that? Even only in America, the only place we use that. Or would it just simply say walk in green? You understand me? Like, how would you design the world around you? Does it have to stay the same because we were born in it? Or are you creative enough to impact and make change and add your design to the world? 19 Keys, I thank y'all for tapping in to another segment of The War Room.
Conversation about political, economic, and wealth building. This is The War Room.
Peace family, 19 Keys tapping in with you. This episode is brought to you by Goldwater. My high electrical thoughts are always stimulated with the gold, right? Because I'm always on the gold. Now, we're born with 0.02% of gold within our body, for those who didn't know that. Now, scientists believe that the reason we're actually born with this gold in our body, given that gold is a heavy metal, makes it a superconductor of electricity, and our bodies operate off electricity with 70-90% water, we actually need that gold. Now, they believe that it's because of anti-inflammation and also to electrify the nerve ending between the cells within your body, right? Now, why would that even be important in the first place, and how can I qualify that to have anything to do with this high-level thinking? Well, it's my firm belief, and it's also the understanding of science and biology itself, that the body is an electrical system and it needs electricity. When we're young, we have all of this amazing energy, right? We can just run fields and fields. And then over time, our energy decreases, getting lower and lower and lower as adults. You understand me? We can barely run down the stairs before our heart palpitating and it's about to explode like we Homer sitting on the couch in Simpsons. You understand me? So
What happens to our body over time? Well, we put the wrong things in it and we rust out our body and it's no longer as electrical. We still have the same amount of potential, but the electricity needed to power up our bodies at maximum potential is no longer there. So putting things like the gold in there is reviving your body, recharging you to that natural childlike energy that you once had before. Now, of course, you want to eat clean so you have maximum absorption rate of the gold and you can tap in. Make sure you do your own studies on the gold, consult with your doctors, and after you're done, come to the healers and tap in to the same thing the Egyptian gods used to utilize, and that's gold.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.